Our guest this month on Via Gars is Mike Machow. Mike Machow is the Atlanta VA Low Vision Rehabilitation Orientation and Mobility Specialist. Among other things, he teaches visually impaired veterans to safely navigate indoor and outdoor spaces, maneuver stairs, street crossings, etc., and incorporate some objective metrics into his clinical work. What are your duties at the VA?
I am currently a blind rehabilitation specialist with the Atlanta VA, which means I'm an orientation mobility specialist, and I work with veterans getting around their environment using the long cane.
How long has this program been around?
A few years ago, I guess it was like 5 or 6 years ago, the hospital started the Advanced Low Vision Services Department and hired, you know, a manager, another blind rehabilitation specialist who does low vision services, or she's a low vision therapist, and a BROS, which is a blind rehabilitation outreach specialist, and my position that I'm currently in. And I've been working with the Advanced Low Vision Services Department for just over a year now, about a year and a couple months.
How do you get in touch with your patients?
Well, we work directly with the eye clinic and the Atlanta VA Medical Center, and they recommend people based on their vision for us to work with them. So if we have a veteran who has become legally blind due to problems because of diabetes or glaucoma or macular degeneration, the eye clinic will recommend or refer them to us to help them out, to make them more independent because of the visual impairment that they have, you know, have gotten because of the problems with their vision.
How do you decide what each patient needs?
Or what I do is I evaluate each veteran to see what their needs are. You know, if he or she is working in a rural area, I might just be working on them using cane skills, you know, around their home to make sure that they can get to the mailbox safely, you know, being able to maneuver up and down stairs, or if they have any property, might work with them on, you know, in their backyard or, you know, depending on their property. Then there's the other veterans who may live in the city that I work with them, and that might entail crossing streets, using MARTA for the train, bus, so that they're able to get around and go grocery shopping if they need to, or go to the store. You know, it all depends upon what their needs are and whatnot.
To what level of visual impairment do your patients have?
It depends. They all vary. I have not had one veteran that has, you know, the same amount of vision. They all vary between each one. Some might be able to see during the day, okay, and some might be able to see a little bit better at night. It just depends. But most of them, you know, have some kind of visual impairment. Most of them are legally blind. Some of them don't qualify to be legally blind, but their vision may make them unsafe to walk around, and they may have fallen. And so what our goal is to keep them from falling and move through their environment more safely.
Do you go to patients' homes to train them?
Actually, I cannot go inside the home. Just a rule that with my position that I cannot. I do a lot of training with them within the hospital so that they can transfer those skills over into their home. Now, if they're still having problems within their home, then I would refer the veteran to our blind rehabilitation outreach specialist, and she is able to go inside the home and work with them on that and other things that they may need also.
How long do you work with your patients?
Honestly, it really just depends on what their needs are. And, you know, we really don't offer a cookie cutter service. I mean, if the veteran needs, you know, 3 weeks to do something over, you know, a couple months time, or, you know, meet twice a week, you know, for 4 weeks, or once a week every 2 weeks, we try to make it as easy for them as possible to meet their needs.
Any success stories you can tell us about?
I've had some really good success. I've had a veteran who honestly was a little depressed when he came to me, and he, because of genetics, knew that he was having difficulties with his vision and knew that his dad had it, and he wanted to kind of get ahead of the game and just kind of learn those skills so that as his vision deteriorated over time, he would be better prepared for that. And because of that, he started being able to go out to restaurants again at night, because he had some problems where he bumped into things and, you know, he kind of became a little bit embarrassed. And so, you know, he was using his cane so that he could be more independent, and so that also with the cane, it also, if you bump into someone, most of the time people will go, oh, okay, well, you're visually impaired, and they're a little bit more understanding unless you just bump into them and you don't have the cane. So that was something that really helped him. I have another veteran that I've been working with who, you know, got to the point that she was able to return to her previous employment, and I would work with her on her job site also to just make sure that she was safe and that she can get to where she needs to go within the job site. And so that was something that I was really happy that we were able to do also.
Why should veterans with visual problems contact you?
One of the major things is that they, you know, if they are a veteran, they don't have to be service connected to work with our eye clinic. So if they are, you know, if they are having visual problems and they're seen on the outside, you know, they can get in contact with our eye clinic and they will put them in touch with us, and we can use their outside medical reports, or they can be seen through our doctors here, and they don't have to be service connected to receive those services.
Is there anything we haven't covered yet?
For our legally blind veterans, we have a vision support group on the third Friday of each month from 10 o'clock to 11:30. And that's just, you know, we provide, you know, just a place for veterans to talk about their visual impairment, maybe learn something, you know, about what might help them. Many of our veterans may have some hearing impairments. And last week we had an audiologist come in and talk to our support group about, you know, hearing loss and what things are out there to kind of help them with that also. And I thought that was really beneficial for the veterans. So I just kind of want to, I guess, give a plug for our support group. And, you know, if any veterans, you know, have any visual difficulties, you know, please contact our eye clinic at extension 6660.
We would like to thank Mike Machow of the Atlanta VA Low Vision Rehabilitation Orientation and Mobility Department for being our guest on Via GARS.